clashed with U.S. troops guarding a government building, wounding 9 soldiers who were protecting the site of a meeting between local officials and U.S. military authorities. 1 civilian died and another was wounded, according to witnesses. On Thursday night, several explosions were heard in the central Baghdad area near occupation headquarters, and the U.S. military officials said an attack had taken place. There was no immediate report of casualties. U.S. military, meanwhile, lowered the death toll in a suicide bombing at a Baghdad hotel on Wednesday to 7, after initially putting it at 27. Observers say the aim of anti-U.S. forces appears to be to demonstrate that Iraq is ungovernable. Despite the formation of an Iraqi police force, the signing of an interim constitution, and plans to hand over power to Iraqis on June 30. And as the violence persisted, Iraq and the war on terrorism took center stage in the U.S. presidential election battle. Democratic contender John Kerry said the president had left the U.S. military too weak, while Vice President Dick Cheney attempted to portray Kerry as too weak and indecisive to be a good leader. In a security and foreign policy speech in Washington, Kerry noted that the U.S. is still bogged down in Iraq, and the administration stubbornly holds to failed policies that drive potential allies away. But Cheney claimed that Bush has kept the U.S.'s enemies in desperate flight, and that under the president's leadership, the United States has, in his words, once again led the armies of liberation, freeing 50 million souls in Afghanistan and Iraq from tyranny and making the U.S. and the world more secure. Listening to Radio Havana Cuban News for this Thursday broadcast, I'm Langston Wright. Joseph Wolfson, the former diplomat who clashed with the Bush administration over its use of faulty intelligence to justify the war in Iraq, said Wednesday that the United States would be blamed forever by the Arab world if it failed to create a functioning democracy in Iraq. In a speech at the University of California, Berkeley, Wilson said, "The mess that's left over is our mess. We own it." Wilson, who spoke at a conference on media coverage of the war, said journalists failed to ask hard questions about the administration's justifications for going to war, particularly Secretary of State Colin Powell's speech to the UN Security Council in 2003, in which he said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and should be disarmed. He said no one bothered to ask a weapons inspector about his interpretation of what Powell said, and that one inspector he spoke with told him that Powell's got nothing. The former ambassador, who was deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad from 1988 to 1991, also warned that Iraq is on the verge of civil war. Wilson has been an outspoken critic of the Bush administration's decision to go to war. In particular, he challenged the president's claim in last year's State of the Union address that Iraq had purchased uranium from Africa to make nuclear weapons. The year before, Wilson traveled to Niger to investigate the claim for the CIA and found that it was false. In July, after Wilson publicly criticized the administration, a newspaper columnist revealed the name of his wife, Valerie Plame, who is a CIA operative.